Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, I'm hoping that by the time you hear this, we're all enjoying a brilliant summer with plenty of good weather to help make our fundraising activities an even bigger success. Some of you may have undertaken an epic fundraising adventure, like Ian West's journey around the entire UK coastline, or Louise and Dave climbing Machu Picchu in Peru. Others may be aiming their sights a little closer to home, such as the Glasgow Southside fundraising group collecting at a local shopping centre. I'd like to thank every single one of you who's given your time and energy to raise money for guide dogs. Without you, we couldn't strive for a future where everyone with sight loss has the confidence and support to live their lives to the full. Maria Novell, Director of Fundraising. Many thanks to staff at Sunderland Penshaw Farm Shop and Tea Room, who generously donated their Christmas tips of £280. Included here is a photograph of staff standing behind the counter at Penshaw Farm Shop holding their guide dog certificate. And to Charlotte Deacon from Sunderland, who donated £202 in lieu of birthday gifts on the occasion of her 102nd birthday. Retired guide dog William helped to collect the cheque. Included here is a photograph of Charlotte Deacon and retired Black Labrador guide dog William. Presents are always tricky when your birthday falls on Christmas Eve, but Anne Watkins from Stepaside, Pembrokeshire, came up with a great solution by inviting donations to guide dogs. She presented a cheque for £300 to Pembrokeshire branch secretary Eva Rich and guide dog Oyster. Included here is a photograph of Anne Watkins presenting a cheque for £300 to Pembrokeshire branch secretary Eva Rich and Black Labrador guide dog Oyster. Three members of staff from our Leamington National Breeding Centre, Lisa Tootill, Sam Diggins and Natasha White, took part in last year's Coniston Challenge and raised just under £3,000, the highest team total. It was Sam's seventh Coniston Challenge and Natasha's second, but Lisa completed it for the first time, despite some serious health issues. The event included a 10K hike, a 12K bicycle ride and a 5K kayak, which they completed in 6 hours. Puppy walker Louise Orchard Holmes is a long-standing supporter of guide dogs and climbed Kilimanjaro 9 years ago, raising over £7,000. It was on that trip that she met her now husband, Dave, and together they recently climbed Machu Picchu in Peru, raising £1,200. Included here is a photograph of Louise Orchard Holmes and husband Dave at Machu Picchu in Peru. Kay Higgins of Dumfriesshire has raised £2,500 to name a puppy Ivy in memory of her mother. Included here is a photograph of Kay Higgins with her husband John and friends Jonathan and Dave with a giant check for guide dogs. Sophie Armstrong, aged 8, is aiming to raise enough money to name her own guide dog, Puppy. She and sister Emma, 6, held their first fundraising event, a craft fair at Strathblane Village Club, and raised £408 on the day. Included here is a photograph of Sophie Armstrong and sister Emma at the craft fair. The Glasgow Southside fundraising group raised £1,081 at the Silverburn Shopping Centre in March. Thank you to the shoppers who came along to chat and donate. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog's volunteer with a guide dog puppy and a collection bucket at the shopping centre. Mark Phillips from Pembrokeshire scaled Pen Ifan in the Brecon Beacons in a famous SAS-style challenge known as the Fan Dance. He completed the demanding route in just over 4 hours and raised more than £500. Included here is a photograph of Mark Phillips at Pen Ifan in the Brecon Beacons. Guide Dogs Northern Ireland was chosen as the Charity of the Year by Bushfoot Golf Club in Port Ballantrae for the second year running. The club has donated another £850 to help us in the work we do and continue to be brilliant supporters. Included here is a photograph of Bushfoot Golf Club presenting a cheque to Guide Dogs. The Sainsbury's Kinross store has already sponsored a guide dog puppy and has now raised enough to sponsor another two, with plans to continue fundraising until they can reach £15,000 and name yet another puppy. Included here is a photograph of Sainsbury's staff, guide dogs volunteers, guide dogs and puppies in training outside the Sainsbury's Kinross store. Last October, Ian West set off on a 7,000-mile sponsored walk around the entire UK coastline with the aim of raising enough money to name a guide dog puppy Banjo. Walking every day, no matter the weather, Ian's raised £3,000. Included here is a photograph of Ian West in his walking gear with a yellow Labrador guide dog. Hats off to Stena Line Ferries in Northern Ireland, who raised more than £200 for us with a collection at Belfast Docks. Included here is a photograph of a yellow Labrador guide dog in training and a Stena Line staff member aboard a ferry. A broken arm didn't stop West Wales guide dog owner Louise Jenkins completing Llanelli Half Marathon in 2 hours, 50 minutes with guide runner Ian Brandreth dressed as guide dog hero. 6 weeks later, Louise took on the London Landmarks Half Marathon, raising more than £2,500 so far, enough money to name a puppy after her first guide dog, Opal. Included here is a photograph of Louise Jenkins and Ian Brandreth dressed as hero during training. Photographed by Arwell Davis Photography. Guide dog owner Wayne Strawford has raised £5,000 in order to name a guide dog puppy. Wayne's been fascinated by space travel. He explains that he chose the name Leica for the puppy because she was the first dog to go up into space, but she never came back, so it's a tribute to her. Included here is a photograph of Wayne Strawford and yellow Labrador guide dog puppy Leica. Kind shoppers at the Diamond Shopping Centre in Coleraine, Northern Ireland, donated a total of £512.59 to guide dogs when volunteers Una and Georgie set up a stand. Included here is a photograph of Una and Georgie at their stand inside the Diamond Shopping Centre.